After all, poor battered Dexter had truly been through the mill. It was perfectly natural that I should be uneasy, even jumpy, for a while after so much physical and mental trauma. Completely understandable. Normal in every way. Nothing to worry about. Don't think twice. And I would go about my ordinary human business of work time, play time, TV time, bedtime, in its endless unchanging cycle without a care, until the next time it happened, and I would once again suddenly stop what I was doing and turn around at the call of an unheard voice. So it went for several months, as life got duller and Debs got larger, until she was big enough to set a date for her baby shower. And the night I held that invitation in my hand and wondered what perfect gift I could get her for her blessed event, I felt the tug of that unvoiced sound again and turned around behind me and, this time, framed in the window at my back, I saw it.
Moon. Full, bright, saucy, lovely moon. Calling. Compelling. Shining and beaming. Wonderful, bright, loudmouth moon. Whispering sweet nothings in its reptile tones of steel and stealth. Saying the two soft syllables of my name in its same old shadow-loving dark-eyed voice. So very well known from so very many times before. So familiar and so comfortable. And now, so oddly welcome once again. Hello, old friend. One more time I feel the leathery wings rustle and unfold in the dark basement. Hear once again the joyful whisper of a passenger brushing off neglect and calling for happy reunion. It's time, it says, with a small cold thrill of seeing just how things must be this one more time like always. It is very much time. And it is. And so, although I thought I had gone beyond all this, away from the rattle and slash of the passenger, I was wrong. I still feel it. Feel it now stronger than ever, pulling at me from that great fat blood-red moon hanging in the window with its leering, mocking grin, daring me to do what must be done and do it now. Now! And in the tiny, still wet corners of my new human soul, I know that I cannot, dare not, must not. I have family obligations.